Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Radio. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the roundtable, she is the owner at Hilliard Studio Method. It's none other than Liz Hilliard.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Liz. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm glad to be talking with you.
Yeah, it's so good to have you. So tell us, Liz, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Liz Hilliard. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have a business called Hilliard Studio Method, which is a resistance-based bar studio that utilizes a little bit of a heavier weight and heavier resistance. So if you'll notice, Hilliard Studio Method doesn't have the word bar in it, but it does go along the lines of most bar classes in the format. But it's my own made-up method that has really proven some results.
What do you feel, if anything, brought you into this line of work in the first place?
It's interesting. I was a personal trainer, STOT certified, you know, personal training, never wanted to even do a group class. But in 2007, my daughter came to me and said, Mom, nothing's working. I need to get in the best shape of my life. Same time, I was probably perimenopausal like a lot of women in the world. And I was noticing that traditional Pilates was not working. I also explored different types of workouts like bar, like weight training, like yoga, traditional Pilates. Even hired a personal trainer to, with his specific question, I want you to try to bulk me up, because in my business I've found that women are afraid of that. So what I found was the opposite, that the more resistance I put behind my workout, the more results I felt. And so the motivation was my daughter getting married. She got in the best shape of her life. Me going through perimenopause, I got into the best shape of my life, meaning I was in my early 50s at that point. Now I'm 63, and I'm in better shape than I was in my 20s and 30s, and specifically when I was an athlete playing basketball in my younger years.
Well, I mean, being a radio host, you know, you tend to hear a lot of voices, and you tend to know who has older voices, what sounds like a sick voice, but your voice sounds very healthy. You know, you sound like someone who's taking care of their body. What do you feel that you bring to the table that other folks just can't?
Thank you. First of all, that's very nice of you to say. And I think what I bring to the table is a lifestyle. Hilliard Studio Method is more than a workout. It is, for sure, a results-driven, you know, healthy for the spine, because it is Pilates-based, core-centric-based. But it is a lifestyle of not only working out, but living and enjoying life. And I've written a book called Be Powerful, Find Your Strength at Any Age, which is, of course, available at our website, HilliardStudioMethod.com. But the key to Hilliard Studio Method is the lifestyle. We don't preach, do not do this, do not do that. We are not restrictive, but we want you to embrace the joy of life, live healthy, eat well. Nutrition is a huge component of our workout. We have a health tips page on our website, full of them. I've been writing them since 2008. My daughter, Clary, is my business partner in this venture. Now that, you know, I started it and created it, and she came along with me. That's the story of the book, too, a little bit in the book. But it's mostly about empowering people, whether, I would say our demographic is mostly women, because we are two women in this business, but I have a husband that does the workout, too. So the lifestyle, the embracing of really knowing how to let yourself enjoy your day and not be restrictive, and maybe have a glass of wine now and then, right?
Right, and I think that that's important. You know, I feel that, just like my mother told me, living a life in moderation is a healthy life indeed, and I feel that there's no reason why any woman at any age should feel the need to cut ice cream out of her life to feel healthy.
Yeah, I agree. We do have some structured, fun things you can do to not cut ice cream out of your life, but to limit the amount of sugar. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big proponent of that. And honestly, I mean, my daughter Clary would laugh at this, because my goal is to not only be in great shape, and I think vanity has a part of that, but to keep myself out of the hospital and off of medications. And you go to our website, we have women from every age. And it's whether you've just had a baby or you're getting married or, you know, whatever your process is in life, you want to enjoy life and not go, okay, when I get to a certain point, I can do this. No, I want you to be in the best shape all the time. And that means physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I think our workout speaks to all three of those things, because the other part of aging, or even at any point in your life, is the mental aspect. And the more we move our body, and that's actually been scientifically proven, that's again written a lot in my book, Be Powerful, is key to staying mentally sharp, of course, emotionally and physically. But I think the mental is sometimes underplayed with physical fitness. And when you start to read more information on mental, you know, longevity and staying away from dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and destructive brain diseases, you feel that you see the new research is about movement and exercise. So we do that at Hilliard Studio Method. And I'll say this, I mean, we are in Charlotte, North Carolina, but we have a streaming video service on our website. It's, you know, 2 weeks free if you want to take a look at us and see what we do, because our movements are very complex and they're hard to do, but they're doable. So I'm 63, or maybe you're 23. You're going to be able to do them. You're going to go, wow, this is really effective. You can tell by the way you're moving your body. It doesn't feel natural. Therefore, your body's having to work a little harder, but your brain works a little harder as well.
All right, so obviously you have so much life, so much energy to give to all of our public. We want to send everyone to your website, which is HilliardStudioMethod.com. That's HilliardStudioMethod.com. That's HILLIARD as in David. HILLIARD as in David. HilliardStudioMethod.com. HilliardStudioMethod.com. If you would like some further information, you can also email info@HilliardStudioMethod.com. That's info@HilliardStudioMethod.com. You can also phone the offices at 704-236-3377. That's 704-236-3377. HilliardStudioMethod.com. HilliardStudioMethod.com. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming on. It's really been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's been a pleasure for me as well.
Of course. Just another ray of sunshine on my day, Liz. And for everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Have a good one.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.